Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We are discussing last night's Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
So lots to talk about here this morning, starting with the lane conversion open house that is going to be happening this week.
Yep, we talked about this after our last council meeting, but it is this Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at La Poste. Come on down. We're going to have city staff there as well as our city engineering staff with Bolton & Mink and the Iowa DOT staff. So come down. We're there to answer questions, and there's even an interactive portion of the night. So be sure to come down and have some good conversations with us.
All right. Now, there's no cost to attend that. It's just a come and go sort of casual atmosphere.
Yep. It's a come and go event. So you can come at right at 5. You can come at 6 all the way up till 7. We'll probably even stick around past 7 if people are still around.
All right. Why would you recommend people show up to this and learn?
Sure. So, you know, the biggest reason, obviously, is to get some more information out about the project. I think there's some kind of misconceptions about the project and issues it may cause, but we really just want to have those good conversations with folks, one-on-ones or in small groups, so that we can really explain things and hopefully dispel some concerns that people may have.
Absolutely. So that's the lane conversion for First Street Highway 144 through Perry, going from 4-lane to 3.
Yep, you got it.
All right. Well, now moving on here, one of the action items during the city council meeting was the creation of a sanitation supervisor position. But as you said last night, that's not actually a new position, technically.
Right. So this isn't going to be a new hire. This is just going to be a new classification within our pay system so that we can have a supervisor position in the sanitation department, just like we do in, say, the parks department, cemetery, things like that. So really hoping to just kind of create a little bit of hierarchy within those departments and giving those that supervise other employees a little bit more pay than the others, just to make things a little bit more equitable for those folks. So we will have to post the position, and those that are interested will have to apply from within.
All right. Now, a couple items during the meeting involved bids for upcoming projects. One had action delayed on it, and the other one was accepted. What can you tell me about these two projects and why there was some hesitation about them?
Sure. So we'll start with 16th Street. And obviously, that was kind of an emergency job this spring. We had a really bad frost heave in that block. So we had a company come in and mill up the entire street. And then we had another company come in and put in sub drains that will help drain the subsoil underneath the road. Because the issue was the moisture underneath the road during the freeze-thaw cycle pushed up those large, what we call frost heaves within the pavement. So we had to wait for the asphalt plants to open up this spring, and then we also had to bid the project because it was going to be above our bid threshold. So it extended that process a little bit, but we did get bids back in. So because we already had this small project going on, we decided to also bid the parking lot project at the public safety building, just because we thought maybe getting a little bit more quantity in that project would help both of those prices out. So it turned out that the 16th Street project came in at a pretty good price. I mean, it's higher than we expected, but still reasonable. And the parking lot project came in much higher than we expected. So we're going to kind of put that one on hold for just a minute. We'll get 16th Street done. That does have a completion date of the end of June. So I know it's going to be a few more weeks, but hopefully the company can get in here quickly and get that done.
Absolutely. So then the police station parking lot, that will be delayed possibly indefinitely.
Yep. So that'll be delayed. Eventually we will either accept or decline that bid probably at the next meeting, but we just want to make sure that, you know, maybe a different timing will be better. And really, the timing that we had this spring was not great. We should bid asphalt projects in December through maybe February, and here we were in April. So companies were already full. We had 4 companies holding plans on the project, and only 2 turned bids back in to do the work. So a lot of companies are busy already. That's why we saw some higher prices, because they didn't really need the work. Hopefully we can put the parking lot project back on for next spring when we do the overlay project in town. And again, that'll be our second round of a large overlay project. So hopefully we can really bring all of those prices down.
Absolutely. Now, a couple more things to talk about today. The next holiday is Memorial Day, and that means that there's going to be some closures involving the city. What can you tell me about this?
Sure. So kind of the same as every other Memorial Day, but I'll go ahead and walk through it. Perry City Hall, the Waterworks, and McCurry Community Building will be closed on Monday, May 27th. The Perry Public Library will be closed Sunday, the 26th, and Monday, the 27th. Monday's garbage route will be picked up Tuesday, and Tuesday's garbage route will be picked up Wednesday. So because of that, there will be no yard waste pickup on Wednesday, May 29th, but that'll start back up on June 5th with pickup on the south side of Willis.
All right, so good information there, and people, if they have any questions, just contact City Hall.
Absolutely. Our number is 465-2481.
All right. Well, one last thing I wanted to ask you about today is something coming up at the very beginning of June. That is the next Community Drop-Off Day. What can you tell me about this event?
Sure. So Saturday, June 1st from 8 a.m. until noon at Patty Park, we'll be having our Community Drop-Off Day. And remember, this is our second year of doing this. So this is what we're doing now instead of spring cleanup. So just load up your stuff and your junk and bring it down to Patty Park. Car load is $5, truck load is $15, and a large load is $30. Also that day, we are doing our appliance and scrap metal drop-off. So appliances and scrap metal you can get rid of for free. And it's going to be at the tennis court parking lot. Drop-off is at the softball field parking lots. So also we'll take televisions and monitors with a fee based on size ranging from $15 to $30. So don't forget, Community Drop-Off Day on June 1st from 8 a.m. to noon. And also, just in case you can't make it that day, we do have our free dumpster program where you can have a four-yard dumpster dropped off at your home for a week and picked up the next week. It's a great program. It's been very popular, and we've actually upgraded to four of those dumpsters. So those are going to be out hitting the streets here pretty soon, just because there's been such a good reaction to that. And I think it's really helped people kind of clean up their homes and do it in a more efficient and clean manner. I know one of the issues and one of the reasons we went away from spring cleanup is the piles on the curbs, and people would go and scrounge through them, rip open bags, dump out boxes, and it was really just a mess. So having it in that dumpster was really very helpful.
Absolutely. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yep. I just want to make one more quick reminder. We had a PSA go out, I believe last week, about grass clippings in the street. And I even noticed a few last night driving home from work. But please remember that it is illegal to blow grass clippings into the street. Not only does it clog the storm drains and flood streets, but it also is dangerous for motorcycles and bicyclists. So please be careful. Please make another swipe past the street with your mower or your leaf blower or whatever and get those grass clippings out of the street. Just be a good neighbor.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sven, for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.